リナの皆さん、残念ながらこれで1時間をもう経ちました。最後までお聞きくださりありがとうございます。皆さん、ボイスオブインドネシアのソーシャルメディアアカウントをフォローすることも恐れないでください。 Facebook は The Voice of Indonesia、 Insta と TikTok は POI Underbar Double Official、 YouTube は POI Official。 あなたもLED デジタルアプリとウェブサイト LED.co.id で公式メディアの放送を聞くこともできます。そして重心報告書はメールで poifisners@gmail.com に送られることもできます。それではまた次回お会いしましょう。
VOI listeners, welcome back to the morning session of Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. You are here with Unika. I'm going to be your host for the next 6 hours. Very glad to be here. Of course, I'll be bringing you the latest news from Indonesia and greatest songs and music from all over Indonesia. So make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. The Ministries of Women's Empowerment and Child Protection echoed the importance of Independence Day for women and children in the country during the commemoration of the 80th anniversary of Indonesian independence. On this Independence Day, the Ministry Secretary Titi Eko Rahayu remarked that it's the hope for Indonesian women and children to have independent access to health and education and also be free from violence, remarked on Jakarta on Sunday. House of Representatives Secretary General Indra Iskandar, on the occasion of the 80th anniversary of the Republic of Indonesia's Independence Day, urged state civil servants within the DPR environment to uphold the spirit of mutual cooperation, or Gotong Royong. According to him, Gotong Royong is not merely a slogan, but a noble Nusantara value that embodies solidarity, empathy, and independence. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Dirimu masih kau lintas. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Listener, today's music corner presents a song by Salma Salsabil. Aliyah Putri Mandaya, or better known as Salma Salsabil, is an Indonesian singer and songwriter. She has been rising to fame since winning Indonesian Idol singing competition in 2022. Previously, she had also participated in other talent search contests, but didn't make it to win. In 2023, Salma released a single entitled Bunga Hati, or Flower of My Heart, which became a hit at that time. In June 2024, she released another hit single entitled Boleh Juga. In this song, Salma collaborates for the first time with the trio of Ramadia, Ilman Ibrahim, and Anindyo Baskoro, who acted as songwriters and producers. The song Boleh Juga tells about feelings of attraction and an honest emotional connection with someone that she cannot have. Well, listener, here is Salma Salsabil with the song Boleh Juga.
Ku tak pandai berdusta, jujur saja kau boleh juga. Tak bisa ku pungkiri hatinya mentiap kau ada. Sayangnya semesta tak restukan.
going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Wit-Witan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
dari hatiku ini yang paling dalam. Semoga kau mengerti, semoga kau mengerti. Mau bilang cinta tapi takut salah. Lu bilang tidak ya, bilang tidak ya. Mau bilang sayang tapi bukan pacar. Tembak tidak ya, tembak tidak ya. Tembak tidak ya, tembak tidak ya. Mau bilang cinta tapi takut salah.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Every region in Indonesia must have special foods that characterize the area. So must Manggarai. It has a variety of culinary heritage. One of the most popular souvenirs from Manggarai for us is Kompiang cake. Kompiang cake is also known as Kompiang Longa. This typical cake of Flores looks like round or oval and has a brownish color topped with sesame seeds. The word Longa in the Manggarai Flores language means sesame. That is why this cake is called Kompiang Longa. Listeners, Kompiang, which is an adaptation of mainland China, was initially only served at family events. But now this cake has become more famous and has become Flores' typical souvenir. Kompiang is appropriate to enjoy for breakfast and a cup of hot coffee. You can easily find it in traditional markets, Flores' typical souvenir centers, and even in roadside coffee shops. Kompiang is almost the same size as a tennis ball. Kompiang can last for 3 days at room temperature and even 1 week when it is stored in the refrigerator. For each portion, Kompiang costs 1,000 rupiahs.
Hatimu yang beku, aku kan menjadi bintang-bintangmu, kan selalu menyinarimu dan menghapus rasa rindumu. Aku bisa untuk menjadi apa yang kau minta, untuk menjadi apa yang kau impikan, tapi ku tak bisa menjadi dirinya. Hatimu yang layu, aku bisa untuk menjadi apa yang kau minta, untuk menjadi apa yang kau impikan. Tapi ku tak bisa menjadi dirinya.
Aku bertemu dan berbagi waktu yang terlalui. Sukar untuk sadari ku tak boleh mengingini tanpamu. Cinta sudah lewat, tak kukirakan begini. Mengapa harus kau terikat meski telah terucap? Hanya aku yang ada di hatimu. Coba menyisihkan, namun hati tak rela untuk akui kenyataan yang ada kasih.
sini. Tanpamu cinta tak berarti, cinta sudah lewat. Aku kira kan begini, mengapa harus kau terikat meski tak terucap. Hanya aku yang ada di hatimu.
Gending traditional music from wayang or shadow puppet performance at Museum Senopudoyo, Yogyakarta. Basuki, dalang or puppet master, enthusiastically played wayang kulit or leather puppet accompanied by gending music rhythm and the beautiful voice of Sinden or Javanese traditional singer. His love for wayang since he was a kid made him deepen puppet mastery and teach puppet mastery. Basuki explained that wayang began from India. Historically, wayang was used in Indonesia to spread Islam.
Menurut yang saya ketahui, ceritanya dari India. Cerita itu dibawa ke sini oleh orang-orang Hindu. Tapi dulu itu Bentuknya bukan seperti ini, tapi...
As I know, wayang is from India. The story was brought by Hindu people. But wayang wasn't like this. It had reliefs of Borobudur temple and Prambanan temple to develop Hindu and Buddha religions. I don't know in what century. Sultan Kalijaga was a culturalist because Japanese people were interested in wayang and the story. Because it's just in the form of temple reliefs, Sunan Kalijaga took it over to develop Islam by changing the form. He created wayang like now. West Java has wayang golek and wooden puppet, which has the same story as wayang pulwo, or classical leather puppets for Hindu epics. There is the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata. Jogja also has wayang golek, but with different story, namely Mena. It also aims to develop Islam.
Wayang is not merely an aesthetic performance art. Wayang kulit performance, which uses devices different from other wayang performances, is rich in philosophic values symbolized in every aspect.
Jadi seni pedhalangan itu mengandung banyak falsafah, terutama falsafah kehidupan.
So, puppet mastery contains many philosophies. The main factor in life philosophies. What I know in puppet mastery, there are clear or wayang screen to describe the world. Red colors in the upper part symbolizes the sky, and the lower part symbolizes ground or earth. Light in puppet mastery is called blancong, describing the sun and the moon. Japanese people call it binabar, so knowledge is sought not kept, so people can choose the good or the bad one, so it's all shown.
Besides, wayang also has certain symbols. Wayang stories adapt the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata, which is also rich in philosophic meanings.
Misalnya kalau cerita Ramayana ya ada Ravana itu yang berwatak jelek atau angkara, kalau dari pihak Rama itu yang berwatak baik dan jujur, antara lain begitu. Benda lima yang
for example
baik,
the story of Ramayana in which Rahwana is bad and cruel, while Rama is nice and honest.
Tetapi pada
Pandawa lima is good, but whether it's right or no, we don't know. Nobody is perfect. But in general, people from Pandawa are good and honest, while those from Kurawa or Astina are bad. But not all of them. Therefore, Japanese people call it binabar knowledge. It's all shown. It depends on us which one we should follow.
Kita tinggal memilih mau ikut yang mana.
Kolang kasih di waktu.
Unlike other traditional art, which are threatened to extinct, wayang kulit art is still able to survive. Wayang kulit is getting global and attractive.
Kesenian pedalangan dan kerawitan ini sebenarnya sudah mendunia sekarang ini. Lebih dari
puppet masturbi and karawitan classical Japanese music art are actually already popular worldwide. At present, more than 100 countries already have traditional gamelan orchestra, wayang, dalang, and sinden. There are sinden from Japan and the U.S. Young generation can learn it if they want to. I see lots of progress. Many students of SMKI now learned it. When I still thought karawitan major only had one class, now there are three classes.
Adaptive wayang art makes wayang kulit continue to exist and get far from extinction. According to Professor Bakdi Sumanto, an intellectual and culturalist, wayang is easily adaptable to the recent era and trend in communities. That's why wayang never dies.
Ya, wayang itu memang terus-menerus ada ya, artinya masih hidup dengan sangat bagus sekarang. Kalau kita melihat ke Solo, lebih dahsyat lagi.
Wayang kulit continues to exist and survive well. If we move to Solo, it's amazing. Jogja still has a strong scenario, not like Solo, which has changed into pop art. We have to know what people like now. For instance, war. So that puppet masters like Kimantap Sudarsono try to make puppet manipulating by playing wayang kulit like people play kung fu, long jokes, and addressing politics. In the era of the then Indonesian President Suharto, Golkar Party always won the election. Anom played in Senayan, Gatot Koco graduated. It means the graduation of Suharto. So, wayang and politics are closely tied, that wayang continues to exist and is amazing.
Basic dari seni tradisi yang ada di kita yaitu lebih ke wayang kulit sebetulnya karena kita bermainan bayang-bayang gitu. Nah, awalnya memang saya mulai mengeksplor karya wayang ini lebih ke limbah ya, ke plastik, lebih ke transparan sebetulnya.
This wayang is based on traditional art around us. It's like wayang kulit actually, because at first I explored this work into plastic waste. It's more transparent, so I equip it with wayang tafib and lighting with traditional wayang. If traditional wayang only uses one light, wayang tafib uses 12 lights. So it uses film techniques like fade in and fade out. The difference is wayang kulit has solid material, so it only has one color when the lights hit, while wayang tafib is colorful.
That's the explanation of tafib, modern wayang creator. Wayang tafib is a performance adapting wayang kulit. Wayang tafib is wayang made from plastic with lighting system used in wayang kulit. Wayang tafib was created as tafib worried about the young generation who have no space to play. So wayang tafib is the innovation of wayang kulit. Besides, through modern wayang, tafib tries to broaden youth insight on environmental awareness.
Nah, saya mencoba bagaimana mereka bersosialisasi dengan membuat wayang, bahannya dari bekas sampah, plastik gitu ya. Nah, plastik. Nah, kemudian
I try to introduce youth to wayang made from garbage and plastic. The materials are easy to find. Then I try to broaden their insight on garbage which can be useful for a work.
Bahwa sampah juga itu bisa bermanfaat untuk sebuah karya.
Unlike traditional wayang, which brings the story of Ramayana and Mahabharata in wayang kulit performance, wayang tafib story is taken from daily life and school lessons.
Pertama kali saya bercerita itu untuk ruang bermain anak-anak itu, saya tidak mengambil cerita-cerita dari Ramayana ataupun apa gitu ya. Nah, saya
at first, I told a story on playground instead of taking the story of Ramayana. I took it from their school lessons. I told stories about food chain like mouse eats rice, snake eats mouse, eagle eats snake, and eagle eats snake. So who eats eagle? It raises question and human is revealed to eat eagle. In the end, the story ends up with knowledge about garbage that is beneficial for works, something like that.
Figures in wayang tafib are also taken from figures close to kids.
Untuk awalnya saya dalam proses itu tidak memperkenalkan dulu wayang-wayang tradisi, karena terlalu jauh bagi mereka. Tapi pola saya adalah mengikuti irama anak-anak dulu, karena selama saya mencoba, coba kalian hari ini menggambar tokoh yang Anda senangi.
I do not introduce traditional wayang because it's too far for them. I try to follow them. I let them draw figures they like. From 60 kids, no one draw wayang figures. They draw SpongeBob, Naruto, and many more. That's the problem for me. I take it slow. When they start to like draw and play wayang, I introduce them traditional wayang figures.
Tradisi yang ada di kita. Nah, gitu aja polanya.
Concerning the phenomenon of modern wayang, which no longer follows the rule, public has various opinions. Tikno, wayang orang or human puppet artist from Jogja, disagreed with wayang performance, which doesn't follow the rule, while Gusti Joyo, little brother of Yogyakarta Governor Sri Sultan, agreed with the innovations of wayang.
Pribadi saya kurang suka itu, Mbak. Karena wayang merupakan gambaran kehidupan kita. Jadi istilahnya,
I don't like modern wayang, ya, which no longer follows the rule, because wayang is description of life. Our life is described in wayang. There are bad deeds and good deeds, but it still has its rule. It has to be standardized. But I don't agree if dalang changes its rule. The real artist is creative indeed, but never changes the prevailing rule.
Itu banyak yang harus diterjemahkan, terutama untuk anak-anak saya.
Many parts in wayang should be transformed in a comprehensive way, especially for my children. I present them wayang with more comprehensive explanation. Otherwise, they do not understand. I realize that the world changes, so there should be adjustment. Kraton or palace still has teaching form, so it still runs in kraton. Kids are forced indeed.
Masih berjalan di kraton.
According to Bakdi Sumanto, Javanese culturalists agreed with innovations and adaptive character that make wayang never die.
Pakaman itu bisa berubah-berubah karena wayang itu sangat adaptif dengan zaman. Pada waktu
rule can change as wayang is adaptive to changes. In the era of G30 as PKI, which is the 1965 incident revolved around the killing of six army generals, Subandrio, who witnessed the incident, was called as Druna, person who made other people fall down, and Sukarno himself reflected in Gatot culture figure. So Sukarno delivered a speech by using the allegory of wayang. We do it because wayang is so adaptive that it continues to exist.
Both traditional wayang art and popular wayang art are valuable and unforgotten national cultural products. Basuki and Tafib hope the young generation always preserve wayang.
Harapan saya generasi muda supaya lebih
I hope lagi. More young generation can preserve wayang. If it goes international, mendunia, I'm so excited.
Saya senang saja.
Hati saya tidak akan gelisah misalkan ketika ada kesenian atau misalkan wayang kita diakui oleh Malaysia atau diklaim oleh Malaysia. Saya enggak gelisah hati saya.
Yang I wouldn't be worried if our arts or our wayang are claimed by Malaysia. What makes me worried is when my children or my grandchildren do not know wayang. This is the hardest thing. Making generation in the next 10 or 20 years still know and care about wayang.
Yogyakarta, apart from being famous for its student city, is also famous for its culinary paradise. For you as foreign tourists, if you plan to spend your holidays in Jogja to enjoy natural beauty in various tourist objects, you must also try this popular culinary, namely Sate Klatak. As one of the unique culinary delights from Yogyakarta, Sate Klatak is a lamb satay dish originating from Pleret sub-district in Bangkalo Regency, Yogyakarta. This satay is quite different from other satays because the main seasoning is only salt and pepper, while other satays use soy sauce or peanut sauce as the main seasoning. Because the main seasoning of this satay uses more salt, some people call it satay uyah, which means salt satay. The satay sticks are not made of bamboo, but from iron bars. The skewers from these iron bars serve as a heating conductor that will make the meat quite cooked inside. Sate klatak is usually served with curry. Although the main seasoning of this sate klatak only uses salt, it can create a savory taste and the lamb is very tender. At the time of serving, one serving of sate klatak contains two skewers. You can add it with curry sauce, which adds to the deliciousness of this sate. For one serving of sate klatak complete with curry soup, a plate of white rice, and also a glass of hot fresh tea, you only need to pay 20,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, right?
Cinta hanyalah bualan. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya rasa tanpa tujuan. Aku ingin berhenti, lelah aku mengarungi. Aku ingin bersandar, menikmati bintang berpijar. Sampai nanti, sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti, cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar lulu. Yang aku lihat terang,
yang kulihat masa depan hangat dalam dekapan. Aku merasa sedang pulang. Sampai kita bertemu kembali. Sampai nanti cahayamu menuntunku lagi. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Jangkar sudah terjatuh, aku sudah benar-benar luluh. Dari yang sudah-sudah, hanya kaulah arti.
From Indonesia to the world.
VOA listener, today's edition of Traditional Song on Music Corner presents a song from West Sumatra entitled Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mato. The song was composed by Oslan Hussein in 1931. The lyrics describe the story of someone's longing for his hometown. This song also tells the character of Minangkabau people or native West Sumatra people who are kind and like to work together. A feeling of longing emerges when he remembers his hometown. His family seems to call him home. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Sumatra, Kampuang Nan Jauh di Mato by Esther. Happy listening.